left of his life was running red into the gutter. What had come before was only ugliness. What was now was only pain. What was the damn point? He went away for a while, sinking down below the pain where the world was a dark and dingy red. From somewhere outside his world was the shriek of the sirens, the pressure on his chest, the speeding motion of the ambulance. Then lights again, bright white to sear his closed lids, and he was flying while voices shouted on all sides of him. Bullet wounds, chest. BP's 80 over 50 and falling. Pulse thready and rapid. In and out. Pupils are good. Type in cross-match. We need pictures. On three. One, two, three. His body seemed to jerk up, then down. He no longer cared. Even the dingy red was going gray. A tube was pushing its way down his throat, and he didn't bother to try to cough it out. He barely felt it. Barely felt anything, and thanked God for it. BP's dropping. We're losing him. I've been lost a long time, he thought. With vague interest, he watched them. A half dozen green-suited people in a small room where a tall blonde boy lay on a table. Blood was everywhere. His blood, he realized. He was on that table with his chest torn open. He looked down at himself with detached sympathy. No more pain now. And the quiet sense of relief nearly made him smile. He floated higher until the scene below took on a